The Czech government has sidelined European rules that would offer railway passengers the right to compensation for delays. The decision marks a victory for the biggest rail operator, Czech Railways, which faces heavy claims based on the current state of its services. But consumers' group are not so happy. Chris Johnstone reports.
The Czech government on Wednesday decided to take advantage of an opt-out clause from new EU rail passenger compensation rules. So, instead of passengers being able to start claiming compensation for delays from January next year, they will now have to wait until the start of 2015. Under the EU rules, passengers would have the right to at least a quarter of their fare returned if they are held up by an hour, and half of the ticket price for more than 2 hours. The Ministry of Transport, which demanded more time to put the new system into effect, says the reason is the massive modernisation the rail network is now undergoing. Karol Hanzelka is the ministry's spokesman.
We asked for this to be postponed for 5 years for one simple reason. A major modernization of rail corridors is taking place right now in the Czech Republic. Delays are being caused by the construction work. The transport companies are not responsible for the delays. It is the building work. So we thought it would not be fair to put the blame and responsibility on Czech railways when the fault lies with the works causing the train delays.
Although some countries, such as Britain, have already said they will go ahead and compensate delayed passengers along EU lines starting next year, Mr. Hanzelka says the Czech government is not alone in putting a brake on its application.
As far as we know, we are not alone. A series of other European states are taking similar steps, so in no way are we an exception here.
The delayed relief for the delayed has disappointed Martin Hayek, vice chairman of one of Czech Railways passengers' main associations.
The Association of Railway Passengers isn't too satisfied with this decision because due to delays it can happen that the passengers lose their connections or come late to their destination, or also in some cases it could happen that they can't reach their destination.
Regular rail user Mr. Hayek says that around 10% of Czech rail services are now delayed, and he points out that Czech Railways is already trailing Western rail companies such as Germany's Deutsche Bahn, which already offers passengers a taxi or even hotel accommodation if they face problems because of delays. He says Czechs should have the right to similar treatment. Passengers at Prague's main rail station seem to agree with the association's complaints when asked whether they should wait 5 years for the compensation system.
I don't think so, that it's good. It's too long to wait 5 years.
I think it's right that they set up such a system. It's a real mess when there are delays. The railways should sort it out. It's the responsibility of the railways to compensate people for the losses they incur.
Time will tell if the new compensation system will arrive on time or if the delays problem continues and the state railway company faces crippling compensation payments.
Chris Johnstone reporting there. Now, the Czech president Václav